Blog Talk Radio.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any
to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. We are trumpeters from start to finish. And after 8 years of Donald Trump, and then we will have 8 years of millennia, and then we will have 8 years of Barron. No room for the Bushes, no room for the Clintons. Welcome, my friends. It's been a long time since I talked to you, my one listener. How are you? Are you in good health? You know who's not in too good health right now? Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg. Can you imagine if Trump has to name another Supreme Court judge? I hear through the grapevine that he's got two candidates lined up already, and they are Catholic cardinals. And he's issued an executive order that they will be allowed to wear their baseball uniforms. Gotcha! That's an American gotcha. Got a joke for you. Do you remember the first astronaut to land on the moon? What was his name? Neil Armstrong. What was he famous for saying? For man, one giant step for mankind. But nobody knows the other saying that he said. He also said, "Tonight is your lucky night, Mr. Goldfarb." You see, when Neil was a young man, a teenager, he was delivering the newspaper in his local town. And as he threw the paper on the stoop of the Goldfarbs, he heard Mrs. Goldfarb scream, "Sex? You want sex? You can have sex when the newspaper boy walks on the moon. Tonight's your lucky night, Mr. Goldfarb." We'll jump to a tune, and then we'll come back and we'll try not to get too heavy politically. Okay, we're going to do rock and roll, a blue moon, because the blue wave is trying to crash. Oh, by the way, you don't know this or not, but you know, one day you woke up and the symbol for the Republican Party was red, communist red, instead of the blue that they used to have. 12 years ago, NBC reversed the colors to protect the Democrats from being labeled communists, but it didn't work. So that's why we used to be the blue. So here's Blue Moon.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boo.
We have picked up through naval intelligence an argument between Bill and Hillary, and we're going to play you the recording. Apparently, Bill is being lambasted for his peccadilloes. Oh, it didn't record. I'm sorry. Okay. So instead, we'll give you day by day.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. Making all my dreams come true. So come on.
I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, we go through the years, we go through the years, day by day.
Name of the group is The Four Freshmen. You hear the sound? It's like a combination of harmony and discords. It's a real nice sound. They all play trombones. And it is said that the Beach Boys styled their sound after The Four Freshmen. So, very interesting. So, where are we? Got another joke for you. There's a guy who works for the Masood in Israel, and he's given an assignment to come to New York and to join another agent, and together they're going to liquidate an opposition. So his instructions are, you go to this address, and it's an apartment building in New York City, 608 West 189th Street, and you look for a guy named Goldberg. When you find his name on the bell, you ring the bell. And when he answers, you say these words, and he will know who you are. The bloom is off the rose. So he flies to New York. He gets in a cab. He goes to 608 West 189th Street. He's looking at the bells, and he sees there's two Bloombergs. So he flips a coin, and he presses one bell, and the guy goes, hello? Goes, the bloom is off the rose. Oh, you want Bloomberg the spy. That's 2C. Not bad, huh? Not bad. Okay. So, we're going to give you the five keys. Great sound, out of sight, out of mind. It's a lesson to be learned.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the story goes, you forgot I exist. My broken heart knows. Out of sight, out of mind. Forget if I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind.
Out of sight,
50s doo-wop group called The Five Keys. And they had some beautiful music. Did you know that doo-wop actually originated from gospel music singers? And that's why in the 50s, about 3 out of 5 songs had God in them. I'll give you an example.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. Day in a dream that's divine. My friend is a rapture in blue with the world far away. And your lips close to mine.
Isn't that powerful, beautiful? Yeah. Those songs last forever. It's really something. YouTube is keeping them alive. I found stuff on YouTube that I thought was gone forever. So I'm going to change now to political. I'm putting on my political hat. And I'm sure that you're excited about the close call elections that have been taking place. And I got to tell you, I'm a Trumpeteer. I will support that man come hell or high water. I was also a Bush bot, especially after 9/11, when Bush had the whole world dumped in his lap and the party of death blamed Bush for 9/11. They tried to pin it on him. And that was, couldn't be farther from the truth. But I stood with Bush, and I even wrote a book called The Spirit of America Party. I decided I didn't want to be a Democrat, and I didn't, definitely not a Democrat. My ancestors got out of that party 2 generations ago. And I decided I didn't want to be a Democrat, and I didn't want to be labeled a Republican because I felt that some of the Republicans were really Democrats. So I decided to form my own party of one. And I went out and I got a website, Spirit of America Party. And I got a radio show, the Spirit of America Party radio show. And then I did a 14-chapter book, which is actually just me venting. And I covered subjects like the price of oil, 911, terrorism, abortion, the Catholic Church, those subjects that they tell you never talk about in a bar after too many drinks. The first thing you learn when you go bar hopping is three subjects you never talk about. Politics, religion, and branches of the service. A lot of people are surprised when I say branches of the service. But the Marines feel that they carry the weight of the world, and they do. And they're entitled to that opinion, and it's 85% accurate. But the Army guys will also tell you that they do their share. And then it becomes a source of fisticuffs. So that's why they tell you, when you're drinking, you don't talk politics, religion, or branches of the service. And it's funny when you watch people, because nobody wants to go first. So they'll drop little feelers to see if you're a Democrat or a Republican. And it gets kind of cute. But anyway, so here's the subject that I am approaching tonight. I'm watching these close call elections, and they're very close. The media is in bed with the Communist Party, and the Communist Party is a Democrat party. So the subject of my subject tonight is more communists in the USA than Russia. Do you know the population of Russia? Do you know the population of the United States? Population of Russia is 140 million. Population of the United States, not counting the 30 million that the Democrats are hiding in the woods, like Blücher and Napoleon, is 320 million that the Democrats will admit to. It could be 350. It's definitely not 11 million illegals here. I see that many on the roofs in my neighborhood, putting on new roofs. So we're twice the size of the Soviet Union, and that's why I say there are more communists in the USA than in Russia. I'm basing my opinion on the results of the election, which was a close call for all. And I believe the country is divided 50-50. And there are a lot of propaganda victims out there. And Republicans are no match for devious Democrats. Republicans are singing Kumbaya, and the Democrats are stomping them to death. They say 45 Republicans left Congress this year. I think that's what they said. And I think they got out because they're really Democrats, and they can't stand Trump. So we had a big hole to fill, and we didn't do a good job. The only one that was working day and night for the Republican Party was Donald Trump. He was in four states sometimes in a day, and he gave it, 72 years old, and he's got more get up and go than a 26-year-old in mommy's basement waiting for a weed delivery. And speaking of weed deliveries, Boehner, who used to be the minority or majority speaker, has sold out the kids of tomorrow by endorsing weed throughout the nation. He's lining his pockets on morgue bodies because not everybody sticks to weed. We got too many scientists out there. Just look at Yale 7 or 8 weeks ago. 100 ODs on fentanyl-laced marijuana. 100. Yale, the home of Nathan Hale. Nathan Hale, who went to Yale to become Parson. And instead, he joined Washington's spy corps. And he was betrayed by a cousin in New York. And some say he's buried beneath Grand Central Station. But they really don't know where he was buried. He was hung in an apple orchard in New York. And the provost marshal that was watching him, he asked the provost marshal for a Bible, and the provost marshal wouldn't give it. That's how long religion has been muzzled. He asked for pen and paper to write a farewell letter to his mother, and the provost marshal tore it up after he was hanged and said, "No one should know the courage of this man." And that was Nathan Hale, who went to Yale. And now what does Yale send us? Trotskyites and Leninists. It is really sad. The colleges are infected. It is really sad. It is really sad. We have no idea how bad it is. The only people who know how bad it is are the people who caused it, because that's their goal and that's their daily work. So, to quote Jimmy from Brooklyn, a big anti-communist, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. Stalin says, "It matters not who votes, but who counts the votes." And you see what's going on in Broward County. A judge just had to order people in to investigate how they just came up with 76,000 new votes. Do you know the absentee ballots are mostly GIs overseas and senior citizens? The last election, the absentee ballots from Afghanistan were found in an ammo dump in Afghanistan. They never made it to the count. You cannot fight fire without fire when you're dealing with Democrats. Modern Democrat Communist Party has no rules. This is not the party of Harry Truman. Harry Truman, who was the head of the Missouri convention for the election of Kennedy and Nixon, resigned his post because he saw bribery going on. That's how honest Harry Truman was. Driving in New Jersey, he was pulled over after he was president, and the state trooper didn't recognize him. And then when he did recognize him, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. President, go on ahead." And you know what Harry said? "Give me the ticket, I broke the law." You think you'd hear that from a politician today? Yeah. He was saying, "Give me a ticket to go see Hamilton at 1,000 a pop." Folks, One term per termite is all we should have. The only lobby should be in a Trump hotel. We got to get rid of the special interest groups. We got to get rid of the kickback takers. If I was running for office, you know what my campaign slogan would be? Vote for me. I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. So, we shall play my Family Tree war song.
Oh, and proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding. Loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steep pile of Swilly is bounding to join the six squadrons on Samar's green vale. On every mountaineer, stranger to flight or fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue.
Charged up. Where's my steed? I got a deed to the steed. So, Trump is God's intervention. I said he was God's. I said something, God's champion or something, and a woman said he is God's intervention. And well may he be. We're going full-blown communist on the international auction block when just before Trump came. Francis Fox Pibbins, a lifelong communist, said on C-SPAN that Obama, under the radar, has planted good people in key places. Her version of good people is not mine. Like the left BI, the IRS. Suppose Trump suspects that there's a skullduggery going on financially, and he turns over somebody to be investigated to the IRS. What are they going to do? They're the same ones that took the Fifth Amendment, and they're still in power. The Department of Injustice and the communist courts. When a communist president and his secretary of snake pay Iran $157 billion to nuke the USA, destroy Israel, and their communist presslings cover up the Iranian murder of 1,700 GIs and wounding 17,000, we are in trouble. Not one Obama casualty was ever listed by name. CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS. The C stands for communist. Communist Nut Network, CNN. Nothing but communist, NBC. Always be communist, ABC. Communist BS, CBS. And their accomplices listed the casualties as NATO troops to be identified later. Later never came. 8 years we have been living under a Democrat communism. We don't even have a moment of prayer anymore, a la Stalin. All we have is a muzzle of silence. The first monument the Bolshevik Democrats took down was not a rebel soldier or a rebel flag. It was the Ten Commandments to cover up their foul deeds, starting with baby murder and treason. When somebody can convince you that cutting the head off a baby is not a baby, you're in trouble, man. You've been brainwashed. So starting with baby murder and treason, their next objective is to dope up the country and take down all defenses, starting with the second amen. That's short for amendment. I call it the second amen. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. That's a song from World War II. It was written on a battleship at Pearl Harbor when we took a beating because we weren't ready. And while Obama was president, one Christmas Eve in Norfolk, Virginia, five of the 13 aircraft carriers we have were tied up in port. Now, do you know the lesson of Pearl Harbor? There was not one aircraft carrier in Pearl Harbor. And that's what saved our neck. Okay, so having said that, in the name of our sacred dead, we must strike for true freedom and undo the fetters of division and come together for a United States. Those who play us and divide us will destroy us. Like Ben Franklin said, gentlemen, we must all hang together, or surely we will hang separately. Forget Democrat, forget Republican. Join the new nation of trumpeteers. If Trump fails, we're going to fall back into the greedy hands of both parties. So, I'm going to give you a Donald LaBue and pour a whiskey.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Quilly is bounding to join the six squadrons on Samer's green vale. On every mountaineer, stranger to flight or fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Bonnet and galloglass, strong from each mountain pass, onward Fred and O'Donnell the Boo. Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard advance, meet the borders brave from the banks of the Van. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue. When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wing, Tyrconnell's dread war cry, O'Donnell a boo. And the war wolf is howling, fearless the eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would conquer them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight a good fight against sons of Tyrconnell, are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel Erin's avenging steel, strike for your country, O'Donnell a boo.
In that song, they refer to Princely O'Neill. To our aid is advancing. I'd like to pay a tribute to Princely O'Neill of the Americas. He is the guy who got Bin Laden. And everybody brought him out and paraded him around. Of course, Obama took credit for getting Bin Laden, but I didn't see Obama climbing over the wall to go up 3 flights of stairs to put a few rounds in Osama. As a matter of fact, I call Obama Bin Laden. I call him Obama Bin Laden Bin Lenin. Yeah, he's taking credit for the Trump economy. He's taking credit. This guy will take credit for it. He'll take credit for writing the Declaration of Independence. But you know what? His propaganda team is very strong, and people just swallow up all the lies. So Princely O'Neill, they brought him out. Here he is. He got Bin Laden, you know. And they sort of paraded him around, and they really didn't do the right thing by him. As a matter of fact, they jumped all over him because he announced he's not supposed to do that. He's a SEAL. They're sworn to secrecy like you are, right? Like CNN is. Yeah, that's right. We're the CNN warriors. So they interviewed Princely O'Neill. And a woman journalist asked him, well, how did you do it? How did you kill Bin Laden? He says, oh, it was rather quick. He says, how did it go? He says, it went bap, bap, bap. That's it. Bap, bap, bap. That's all it took. And then they took all his computers and they got out of there. And they were in Pakistani airspace. And the Pakis could have shot them down at any time had they known they were there. It was a excellent, well-planned assassination. And it was payback for the 3,200 Americans who died on 9/11. They'll tell you it was only 3,000, but I count the 200 babies, pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers, and they never put the babies' names on the monument with their mothers. They should have named the babies and put them up there with Ma, because the baby and Ma went to heaven that day, and they're together now. So, having said that, I am going to play another rock and roll song called The Things I Love. It's actually called My Hero. And, oh, by the way, on Princely O'Neill, he got a little tipsy one night and he pulled into a shopping center and he parked his car, but he fell asleep with the engine running. So they arrested him. Right? They arrested him. And then somebody must have intervened on his behalf. But somebody was looking to make a headline to take him down. When you're fighting communism, remember they have no rules, folks. They have no rules.
These are the things I love.
watching these elections, I noticed that gospel blacks are moving towards Trump at a faster pace than anybody else. And I also noticed that Latino families are moving even faster towards Trump. And he has doubled the participation of gospel blacks and Latinos in his favor. And he's just getting started. You see this shootout in California. The first thing the communist press announced, he's an ex-Marine with PTSD. They not only want to take the guns away from ex-Marines, they want to take the guns away from the Marine Corps. These people will not stop until every gun is confiscated in the country. It is really sad. I'm going to jump to a smooth samba because I got a cough. An advisor to Obama and a terrorist told Obama that 20% of the country would never bow down to a communist takeover and have to be liquidated. So if you're part of that 20%, you're on a hit list. You think about that. Okay, so Boehner, who did nothing as a Republican, a Speaker of the House, except pose for animal crackers, he is now endorsing marijuana nationwide. Now, I will never object to anything that eases the pain of anybody in pain. I don't, if they said that the gallon of paint would do it, let them have it. So I believe in marijuana has good medical value. And like I say, I don't want to see anybody in pain. Recreational marijuana is going to lead to overdoses. And it's going to lead to further drug experimentation. And it's the Mexicans are not giving up the dope trade. They're going to come here and work it. And they'll grow it here. And they may even go legal. But when it has, comes to taking out the competition, they'll go to what they know best. You want bullets? You want lead or you want silver? This is not going to go as smooth as the carpetbaggers I think it's going to go. They're all looking at their pockets, and they don't care who ODs. But what they're not telling you is they're talking about heroin, direct needle injection shops. Okay, they're also not telling you about how much money is going to be spent on rehab, let alone the ODs. I thought I saw a report that said death by overdose is now higher than car accidents. But don't quote me on it, but check it out. We're running down. We got 5 minutes left. I'm going to give you another tune. Do you like that samba tune? Latin American music is beautiful. The things we have in common bring us together. You know what the one common denominator among Americans is that does unite us? Hard work. Hard work. That's the one thing we have in common. I'm going to dedicate this next tune to the Iranian people who are going to have to overthrow their government. It's called Comme Toi. It's in French. A lot of Iranians speak French.
Comme toi.
now going to give you the Star Spangled Banner. We're closing our show. I thank you for listening. We look forward to meeting again. Until a stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. God bless those who died so that we could live. Spirit of America Party. Listen to the oceans roar.